call the meeting to order.
This is our 1 month of the year where we just have one meeting and don't have the full committee meeting, so we try to condense everything into one. Start out here with the modifications to the agenda. Is there any modifications?
Mr. President, I have a modification to the personnel report, and it is already in the agenda manager. And while I have the floor, I'd like to introduce or turn it over to Kara Martin, our supervisor of special education, because two of the teachers that we have on the agenda this evening are here, and I'd like her to introduce them to you.
All right, thank you.
Good evening. I have the pleasure to introduce two of our new teachers for special education this coming school year. First is Elizabeth Schlosser, who will be our new multiple disability support teacher at Blue Ball Elementary. Elizabeth's joining us with 3 years' experience in special education, so we're very thrilled to have her with the new classroom at Blue Ball. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Second is Megan Bossinger. Megan is joining us as the new elementary special education teacher at New Holland Elementary in emotional support, and she'll have the grade 3 to 6 classroom. And Megan is a recent grad from Millersville University, so this is her first position.
Okay.
So we welcome both of our teachers.
Great.
Congratulations, ladies, and welcome. We're pleased to have you here. You're joining a great team and at a very exciting time. Well, there's been some challenges in public education. We believe that we're more than able to meet some of the challenges that we have, both in terms of the accountability and the budget situation. So we're glad to have you join us, and we hope that you're just as excited as we are to have you. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And any other modifications?
Mr. President, I do have a modification. In your folders this evening, we just received today PlanCon Part A, which is the project justification, and PlanCon Part B, which is schematic design for the Brecknock Elementary School project. The approval, Marion, were these in all of theirs or just mine?
No.
Just mine. Oh.
We'll stop looking.
Sorry about that. Let me revise that. In my folder this evening was the approval letters. It's okay. It was approval letters for the Part A and Part B of the Brecknock Elementary School project. And what they ask us to do is they just ask us to enter the approval letters into the minutes. So as part of the minutes, we'll scan a copy and we'll put them into the minutes. As you know, early on in the project, we had some concerns with the governor's budget in regards to the one-year moratorium on the approval of any projects going forward. In the final budget adoption, they actually put a date of anything that's received prior to October 1st, 2012 would not be a part of the moratorium. So this is good news for us. We got in under the wire, and thank you to the board for allowing us to move forward.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, that was good news. Any other modifications or? All right, then I would look for a motion to approve the agenda as modified.
So moved.
Okay, Tom and then Paul is a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the agenda is approved. At this time, we have time set aside for citizens' comments. If there's any residents of the school district who wish to address the board regarding anything on the agenda or anything under our jurisdiction, is there anyone this evening who wanted to address the board? Okay. Okay. If I could ask you to come up to the microphone and just before you do, is there anybody else that wanted to this evening? Okay, then. And then if you, just the township or borough where you reside.
I live in Terry Hill, which is Lancaster. My name is Michelle Koblenz, and I, for the last 8 years, have been coordinating a Bible program for the Blue Ball Elementary School. The authority of which we've been under has been Joy L. At this summer, we have made a huge decision to localize this Bible program and we are going to now be called the Elanco Release Time. We are in the process of making this change, and I just wanted the board and the school to know of our upcoming.
Okay. Did any board members have any questions on anything on that? Or? Okay.
Just as some additional information, Mrs. Koblenz and I met this morning. She did inform me. If you recall, and those of you who are new board members may not, for years this district has cooperated with Joy L. Ministries out of Greencastle to release students from schools for about an hour once a week over for most of the school year. For religious education, it's a part of a state law that group sort of took advantage of in order to pursue its ministries with students. Mrs. Koblenz is representing a group that's essentially trying to parallel that group's activities, but only do it with more local ties, more local support. Not sure exactly where this is going to go. I'm not sure if Joy L will gracefully turn that over, or if not, they may try to run a parallel program. But Mrs. Koblenz just wanted to give heads up to the board that there was some changes taking place that have not occurred for quite a long time. Joy L has really been entrenched here for a long, long time. In the past, the board has approved the release time, and as I was talking to Mrs. Koblenz this morning, it dawned on me, I need to ask the question why. I'm not sure that we need to do that because it is sort of it's a religious excuse per state code, and we don't, for example, excuse someone for a Jewish holiday. We don't take action on that. So I'm going to look into that. In the past, we've approved those hours. I'm not sure that we need to continue to do that, but as more information comes out and as that team, the team that she's working with, continues to develop their plan, will give you more information as it comes up.
Can I just ask a question? Is your group like more parents, or is it church leaders, or a combination? Like, who are you? I mean, you as a group.
That's a great question. Our group, we actually have a board that's being established. We will have 6 members on the board, and it's a combination of both. The Elanco Ministerium has been our umbrella, has been kind of walking us through this journey. So we have about 3 of them are pastors of local churches, and the other 3 have been involved in the release time program for several years. At this point, most of our volunteers are just local community, moms, grandmas. Our school actually has several men that have started attending. We have about a dozen men that are businessmen in the area, and they take time off to come and serve.
Can you give us any reason for the change?
Sure. We feel with Joy L being approximately 3 hours away, I don't know that they have completely understood some of the hurdles that we've had. And under Joy L's program, the Blue Ball Elementary is one of the largest. We have 130 students on a weekly basis, and when we do the invite a friend, we can almost get to about 180. So because of those numbers, Joy L is used to having about 20 to 30 students in the program. We've had to change the way we run. For example, they're used to doing a listening and a teaching segment time all in the hour. Well, to I transition kids, it just wasn't working. It wasn't quality for us. So we opted to do every other week a teaching week, and the off week would be our listening week. For those of you who don't attend, it probably sounds crazy, but it made a huge difference. We felt the time with the students was much more quality. That created some friction with Joy L. We feel that their program is a 4-year curriculum. We believe it should be a 1-year curriculum, because if a student enters when they're in 5th grade, our curriculum is 3rd through 6th. If a student enters when they're in 5th grade, there's no way they can make the rewards that Joy L has set, which is the big one, their camp. Their camp is a huge precedence for them. So I wanted to change the curriculum. I asked if we could be a pilot school, if I could have it localized so that local camps could bless the children on a year-to-year basis so they didn't have to wait 4 years to be able to go to camp. We had families locally that wanted to sponsor this idea, and Joy L would not allow it. We had been working with them throughout the past, I'd say 3 to 5 years, trying to come to resolution. And at this last summer, they pretty much just said they wanted me to go to the school and require more time and a couple extra days to get the program done because we're so large. And I said I wouldn't do that, that I was going to just take the hour and be grateful for that and do the best we could with that. At that point, that's kind of where the crossroads came. They said that under them, I wouldn't have a choice. I opted to step out, and 53 volunteers asked me to come back, and the church said that they were going to support an individualized program ran by the community. So that's generally sums up why we're changing.
Any other?
Who funds the program?
We do. My husband has been gracious. He has donated a lot. Overall, Joy L will give us curriculum and some materials. For the most part, it's our staff. They put the money into it. But Joy L has provided Bibles for us. So now it'll come out of us personally. We will continue to fund the program.
Keep in mind, this is not a school-sponsored event. This is completely separate. It's not our issue. And we're just making you aware that there are some changes because I know it is a popular and important program to the community. Mrs. Copeland's felt that she wanted to make the board aware. And again, there's more to come.
I just want to say, I think that's pretty impressive that you have 53 volunteers. I mean, that says a lot about community support. And as long as it's voluntary and parents know what they're signing up for, you know, when they, you know, sign to release their check, I see no problem with it.
Thank you.
I appreciate Mrs. Copeland's trying to work with the district. Keep it, because I'll be very honest, this is a little bit controversial with our staff, to be honest with you. Our staff members are frustrated occasionally when the students are leaving because they don't have access to those kids, and the learning is somewhat diminished for the kids who are left behind at the school. So one of the challenges, and Mrs. Copeland knows a lot of teachers, has worked in our schools, so she hears from both sides, which I appreciate. And so she's trying to minimize the disruption that is a disruption. You can't call it anything else. So there's a little bit of that controversy that's sort of in the stew as well.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, thanks a lot for sharing with us, and appreciate you keeping us updated like that, because it's always good to know what's going on. All right, if there's no other citizens' comments, then. Then we're at the point for the consent agenda where normally we would just vote on that. Since we did not have a committee meeting this week, I didn't know if Dr. Hollister, if you had any updates on it.
Just to highlight a couple of things, because we do want to be transparent. We typically in July have so little business, and there are so many folks out on vacation. We only have one meeting in July, and therefore we would like to highlight a couple things that the board will be approving in the consent. For me and the management committee, the two areas that I'd like to make sure everyone's aware of is in the personnel report. We are approving administrative and supervisory raises this year at 2.29% increase. That's the average increase for the administrators. Keep in mind, administrators took a pay freeze last year. So overall, like for example, the last 3 years, the average administrative pay increase for a three-year window is 1.9%. Likewise, we're also approving support staff pay raises of 1.556%. Again, that's an average for our support staff. Other than that, the personnel report and the agenda items in the management committee are very routine. I will have some additional items in the superintendent's report of that are informational in nature. I don't know if Keith and Nadine want to comment on their portions of the agenda.
My three items specific to this agenda are 6.9 through 6.11. I have an explanation under each one of what they're for, but I'll briefly go over each of them. 6.9 is to authorize me to sign all of the agreements for the purchase of bulk fuels for the 12-13 school year. As you know, last year we've done this and it worked out pretty well. This is under the mandate waiver that we received through the IU-13, where we're able to purchase the commodities like electricity and natural gas. We're able to purchase bulk fuels in the same manner, where we can take a look at where the market's right to buy in our favor, and we can purchase not the full quantity for the whole year, but we can purchase half the quantity, a third of the quantity. So it provides us more flexibility. We'd like to continue that again this year. 6.10, this is the amendment to our 403B plan document. What this amendment does, this allows employees to have to make plan-to-plan transfers, so they can transfer their balance in one plan that's within our district to another plan within our district. So this is providing the school district or the employees more flexibility on how they manage their own money. The 6.11, this is an amendment to the district's health plan. This is for based on the federal health care reform. This deals with the claims review and appeals process that is mandated by PPACA, the federal health care reform. So those are my three items.
My agenda items are 6.12 through 6.16. Those are the approval of the curriculums that Dr. Hitchcock brought as information items in June, and the 6.16 is the approval of the online courseware for grades 9, 10, 11 in English.
All right. Thank you. Then at this time, I would look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Tom, and a second. John. And was there any other discussion or questions on the consent agenda before we voted? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The consent agenda passes. The reports, Lancaster County Tax Collection Bureau, Mr. Ramsey.
We did not have a meeting this month, so I do not have a report.
Okay, thank you. Lancaster 11 and IU 13, Mr. Urban.
Our last meeting was June 20th, 2012. We do not have the line here. So my report this month is actually June IU 13 business. We approved 11,637,000 in disbursements. We had 5 new business service contracts, 30 new early childhood and special education service contracts, 11 instructional service contracts, and 5 technology service contracts, and 10 human resource contracts. So a pretty active month for the IU 13. We also were able to lower the amount of employees who will either be furloughed or permanently laid off due to the amount of takebacks of programs by the 21 different school boards throughout Lebanon and Lancaster County. And we had the first thought that maybe as many as 150 employees that would be either furloughed or permanently laid off, and it ended up being less than 50. And we're hoping by the time the year starts, we'll get that down to 20 employees. We had 28 resignations for the month, 27 terminations, 1 retirement, 3 new hires, 35 change of positions and salaries, and 3 leave of absences. And we had the first reading of 13 board policies as we're the ongoing task of reviewing the IU 13 policies. I have a copy of the report. report to the local board if anyone wishes to read it. And I'll be glad to give it to them, and I also will answer any questions that anyone might have.
Any questions on the IU? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Irvin. Lancaster CTC.
The Lancaster CTC JOC held its meeting on June 28th, and each of the campus principals got to highlight some exciting student achievement results for the school year 2011-2012. NOCTI testing. NOCTI stands for National Occupational Competency Testing Institute. At the end of the year, each program is assessed. The students take the NOCTI test in their area. The goal for student achievement at the CTC is 78.96% of students scoring a competency or above. This year, at Willow Street, the average scores were 96%. At Mount Joy, they were 92%. And at Brownstown, 84% of students scoring a competency or above. And so that was real exciting in terms of achievements. And then STAR tests reading and math, and it measures grade level growth within the school year through integrated academics. The math, the reading, all of those skills are integrated into the curriculum for each of the programs. And the goal is for there to be a 0.5 grade level improvement over the course of the year. So this year, as they did the STAR testing, the math scores at Mount Joy showed a 2.4 grade level increase, at Brownstown a 2.4 grade level increase, and at Willow Street a 1.7 grade level increase. And with the reading scores, Mount Joy showed a 1.5 grade level increase, Brownstown a 1.3 grade level increase, and Willow Street a 1.2 grade level increase. So there's some good stuff going on, and some students who are really making some great gains and being very effective in their programs.
Okay. Was there any questions for Mrs. Redmond on the CTC? All right, thank you. And then legislative... Mr. Wenzel.
Yes, of course, since our last meeting, the state approved the budget. I asked Keith to report on the final numbers as related to the state budget.
The final budget came within what we've budgeted for basic ed, special ed, and transportation. The one plus was in the final budget. In the governor's budget, he took out the ABG grant, the accountability block grant. In the final passage, it was restored to 100%. Therefore, we'll see an increase in that line item of $101,355 because we did strike that out once we heard the governor's budget. Also, if you recall, there was a student achievement block grant in the governor's budget, which was going to roll in the transportation, Social Security, and basic ed all into one allocation. That did not pass in the final budget. They will remain separate line items. The additional funding for ABG will be very beneficial to us for this year, especially because we did see a $200,000 reduction in our Title I grant that we weren't anticipating. So that'll help us with some carryover usage. That'll help us kind of fund the Title I program as we have this past year.
Two bills that were signed by the governor of interest that would have relevance to our school district would be House Bill 823, which requires municipalities to notify superintendents of residential development within the approval within the previous month. You know, as we go through the years, those of us have been on the board for many, many years, always questioning where our student numbers and what projections would be for growth in our district. And sometimes, what information do we have from townships and municipalities, Terry Hill or New Holland, and this would be a great help in clearing up some of those gray areas that are prevalent. The other one, I guess, would sort of, I said earlier, a few months ago, it comes out of the unfortunate incidents at Penn State, would be Act 126 of 2012 requires school entities and their contractors to provide mandatory training on child abuse recognition and reporting to their employees who have direct contact with children. And that'd be one bill that has direct consequences of the Penn State happenings. And that concludes my report.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wentz. Any questions on legislative matters? The teacher evaluation bill also had,
That's a huge piece. We'll have a report once we know a little bit more what that really looks like, probably next month. But yeah, it's a significant change in the way teachers are going to be required to be evaluated, as including principals and superintendents. The new superintendent bill has some interesting pieces in it too. Still trying to figure out what all got thrown into the stew towards the end there, because there was a lot. And we'll be hearing from our professional organizations and from our solicitors over the next couple of weeks saying, this is in there. So we'll wait and see what all comes out. But yeah, there's definitely some big changes on the horizon for public education, more changes on the horizon for public education. I have a couple of items for the superintendent's report. First of all, board members, in your blue folders, there should be a description of the Dean of Students position that we have at our high school. I had promised you that last month once we solicited, located a candidate, and we've slightly designed the job description, two strengths of the candidate. Also, for three of you policy subcommittee members, Mr. Hartz, Dr. Zimmerman, and Mr. Wentzel, there is a gift from me to you there. We'll need to meet right after this meeting to get a date on our calendars to review the 600 policies. So if we could hang around, the three of you, we've got to locate a date, please, this summer. The next item I have, we are working on the final draft document for our school resource officer. If you recall, we have committed to New Holland Police. The board is committed to financing a school resource officer for our high school, with the thought that Mr. Sprecher will be retiring soon for lots of important reasons for him. And this person would replace Mr. Sprecher's role, and it would be an enhanced role in a number of ways. That document is as you can imagine, it's a fairly lengthy legal document, contract that we need to sign. Our solicitor's working on it in conjunction with New Holland Borough. We have a New Holland Borough police officer who will be here on campus, and that person has been tentatively selected. So more to follow. I expect that we'll have that as an action item in August, at least I hope so. The intent would be to have the school resource officer here on the first day of school. The next item I have, Mr. Irvin might be familiar with this. The IU has requested space here to open up a GED program, graduate equivalency degree diploma. I am thrilled by that. We haven't been able to do that for years, but for years we've had to send people who wish to earn their GED to other locations, such as the IU. The IU is bringing that service to us. No charge to us. It is a not-for-profit venture by the IU. It's a service. Therefore, we won't be charging them for the space that they're seeking. I'll have a formal agreement, most likely in August, again, for that. They intend to start classes in September and offer them here. I think it's a nice complement to everything else we're doing to have it close and local. So more to follow when I have a final agreement. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
The IU had 700 graduates this year in their GED program.
Yeah, that was my question. What kind of enrollment do they expect here?
I really honestly don't know. I don't know if Paul has more information about that. I don't.
They have a waiting list. The only thing that holds them back is the amount of students that they can take and the amount of teachers to teach the adult education. Great program.
Again, once we have final details, I'm working with Sarah Albertson, who's an IU employee. She's given me the information, and will be giving me the advertisements and how they're going to solicit to find and locate students. So an exciting opportunity. Next thing I have with, again, sort of sorting out the stew from the budget, Keystone exams are back on. Not only are they're back on for this year. We will have to administer Algebra 1, Literature, and Biology to our 11th grade students this year. That was not in the plan previously. So the idea is that PSSA would not be administered this year, and those exams would be. Fortunately, with all the carrying on that went on in Harrisburg, we continued on the path of preparing for Keystone exams, and so our curriculum is aligned to Keystone exams, and we're optimistic that our students will be successful. So there are windows for those exams that will be occurring, and some of those windows are coming up pretty quickly. So that was just passed, and again, and all the other things that were thrown into the pot there at the end of the budget negotiation. The final thing that I have is some really good news. Once again, our volleyball players have made the American Volleyball Coaches Association Team Academic Award. This is for the 18th consecutive year. Mr. Warner is extremely pleased and proud of that. Our students have, for the 18th year, scored higher than a 3.3 average. And in fact, this team had surpassed 4.0 as a GP average for the team. That's only the third time in 18 years that the student players have achieved such a high record academically. I think it's worth noting that Mr. Warner quotes the pillars of his program is to be a good person, be a good student, then be a good athlete, in that order. And I think that is a good message for everyone. So congratulations to the students who played volleyball this year. The final little sort of footnote that I have is that, and I'm just going to use this opportunity to acknowledge the community that we have here. If you drove by the school around 2 o'clock today, you noticed that we had some visitors from the Blue Ball and New Holland Fire Department. Evidently, there was dust that set off an alarm inside a unit. And so what you need to know, community members, is that our school is extremely safe for multiple reasons. Number one, we have very sensitive equipment. But the point that I really do want to make, and I'm not joking around, which is unlikely, is that we have some amazing people in this community who drop what they're doing and get here. We had a fire truck from Blue Ball here inside of 5 minutes, and one from New Holland shortly behind them. And the only reason, and I call it a tie, because the New Holland guys brought the big one, so that took a little more time to get through town. But they were here in 5 or 6 minutes. And they were geared up for war. I mean, they were ready to go. And I think that's something that we can't sell short. And I think it's something that we forget to acknowledge until it's you, you know, until it's you. And you know, those guys all have jobs. And they all have regular businesses. And they drop what they do, and they get in those trucks, and they come here to help us out. And I think that's worth noting, and that's why I brought it up. There was no fire. We just have some sense of equipment. So that concludes my report.
Hey, thank you. Any questions for the superintendent's report? All right. Regarding announcements, we will need to have a brief, and it should be very brief, executive session on some personnel. Was there any other announcements for the board? The good.
Board members are welcome to attend opening ceremonies for the school year on August 22nd. In the morning, we'll have our welcome back venue that's pretty typical. Well, I'll remind you in an email, but I wanted to get that on your calendars.
Right. Thank you. Then I would look for a motion to adjourn.
Second. Paul
and Tom, a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming out this evening.